Blog Talk Radio.
First, I'm gonna show you the dance, then I'm gonna get back to this rap. Yeah.
I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly going at it. You know what I'm saying? People hate it.
Everybody's doing all right, and I hope that this finds you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Welcome today. This is Zurian, and this is the Zurian Show. Today, we're going to talk about family, friends, associates, and people that you can trust. People that you can trust. I guess the people that you should trust should be family, friends, and associates. However, I'm sure that most of you have found in the course of your lifetime, unless you were born yesterday, that's not necessarily true. That sometimes you have family that's truly family. And sometimes you have friends that are truly friends. And sometimes you have associates that actually turn out to be a little bit more than associates and actually turn into be close friends. But also, I think we also need to keep in mind that just because somebody is your blood doesn't necessarily mean that that's somebody that you can count on. So we're going to talk about, again, family, friends, associates, and people you can trust, and people that, you know, you would like to have faith in and believe that you can rely on them when you need them. However, in many cases, we find that that's not the case. You know, as we mature and we realize that reality is reality and what's real is real and what isn't real isn't real. So, with no further ado, family. Family are considered to be the people that are part of your bloodline, you know, on one level or another. They're part of your family. They're part of a group in which you share a mother, a father, a grandparent, you know, brother, half-sister, half-aunt, nephew, nieces, aunts, cousins, all of the above. Again, these are people that you're related to, people that are in your family tree. They are part of your genetic design. Some part of them flows through your veins. Now, as I was looking to do the show, I decided that I'd try to see if I could get a little bit more information so that I could be a little bit more specific and hit on the points that I need to hit on. Because I also believe that there's a lot of misunderstanding as to what family is. And there's a lot of misunderstanding into what people believe family is and what family is supposed to be and what people end up making into family, and some of the people that only honor the word family in the sense of being able to say it and for it to come out of their mouths. If you go online and you look for the meaning of family, now I just put three or four, you know, examples of everything that I got, but it says family, a fundamental social group in society typically consisting of one to two parents and their children. Next one would be two or more people who share goals, values with long-term commitment to one another, residing usually in the same dwelling or place, as in a husband and wife. The next one would be all the members of a household under one roof. And number three for family would be a group of persons sharing a common ancestry. So, that's the basic definition or definitions for family. Now, let's go to friend. And remember, we're going to talk about each one of these, and we're going to see if people actually live up to the titles in which they're supposed to be giving, plus live up to the expectations that each individual has when they're talking about family, friends, associates, and people that you can trust. Friends. Now, when I looked into friends, I came up with the fact, with the information, and it said, a person whom one knows, likes, and trusts. Notice, one knows, likes, and trusts. And I think trust is the key word there. All right, next one. A person whom one knows as an acquaintance. That's also considered a friend, an acquaintance. All right, the next one is a person with whom one is allied in a struggle or a cause, a comrade. Everybody's heard of, you know, comrade at arms and things of that nature in the military. You know, as I was a hard charging Marine, or excuse me, I'm a former Marine, retired. But I had a lot of comrades. I've had a lot of associates. I've had people that I would consider my friends. However, as I've gotten older, I've realized that the number of friends has really, really thinned out to where at no given time is it probably more than a handful of people that I can actually say are my friends. But again, we're going to touch on that again. I mean, all of you are my friends and associates to a certain level, but there's different levels of friendship. There's different levels of trust. There's different levels of association, and there's different types of people that are your family. It depends on how you look at it. All right, associates. Associates, to join as a partner, ally, or friend. Notice friends as in associates. To attach or join together, combined. And the last one was to connect in mind and imagination. So, those were the definitions for those were the definitions for associates. And then we get down to the last word, and this is a word that I think is a very critical word that associates with all of these, and it's a key word that brings associates, friends, family, and associate friends and families to the forefront, and I think that it's the more important of the words that are used, and that word is trust. Firm reliance on integrity, ability, character of a person, and things. Okay, that's one. Two, custody and care. All right, and three, something committed into the care of another charge. That's trust. You know, when you leave your children at the daycare, you're trusting the daycare to do what they do. When you get in your car and you put your foot on the brake at 50 miles an hour to stop, you're trusting that those brakes will work. And if they don't, then you've got what's called a mechanical failure, and you're going to probably hit the car in front of you. When you get in a plane and you fly, there's a certain level of trust. You believe that that pilot knows what he's doing and that the mechanic that worked on that plane was in a good state of mind and did the things that he needed to do to make that plane safe. All right, when you deal with customer service, you expect a certain level of customer service. Needless to say, that really doesn't exist anymore because right about now, everybody's about making that almighty dollar, and common courtesies are not always extended to us. But anyway, those are the definitions that I was able to find on the subject of family, friends, associates, and trust. Now, first off, as I was saying before, sometimes people that are your blood family don't really act like they're your blood family. They can't get over their own issues. They find themselves more important than they actually are. They think that you are a lesser because you're not them. They put their wants and needs before the wants and needs of the family. I don't truly believe that these people are family. I believe that these are people that just happen to share your bloodline. They are not necessarily your friends. They are just people that happen to share your bloodline. I myself come from a very large family. And I wish that I could say that everybody in my family was family. And everybody in my family is family in the sense of we all share a common bloodline. But as far as them looking out for each other, as far as them stepping up for each other, as far as them showing the level of care that, again, this is my opinion, I would consider to be concerned family members, concerned with the well-being, safety, maturity, friendship, development, and growth of each other, I just think it's lacking. And I think it's lacking in most families. All right, most people are so busy trying to do whatever the heck it is that they're trying to do that they miss the big picture. if they didn't miss the big picture, then there wouldn't be so much of a draw to gangs. There wouldn't be, which act as what? A surrogate family. There wouldn't be so much draw to fraternities, which do what? Act as a surrogate family, and in some cases become a family. Same thing with gangs. There wouldn't be so much attention to wanting to belong to another group, organization, or association. I mean, some people that belong to these organizations and associations, you would think that they were family. You would think that they have a stake in this that is more than just the fact that they pay dues or they get to wear, let's say, for a motorcycle group, they get to wear colors or some of that, some of those things. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a member of several groups. However, I understand that those are groups that I am a part of by choice. Now, you can't pick your family, all right, but you can pick your friends, all right? You can't pick your family, but you can kind of pick who you associate with and what associates you have. And I'm not necessarily talking on the business level unless you own the business. That's another great thing about owning your own business. You can choose who you want to deal with and who you don't want to deal with, who you want to do business with and who you don't want to do business with. And I have to say, some of the companies that I worked for have been, you know, they're very proactive and they choose what type of business that they're going to do. And I have to say, one of the companies I do a main part of my work for, the owners of that company, which I am not, have a very strong into being professional and doing an upstanding job and trying to provide the best service and quality that they can. But that's because the owner of the company and many of his vice presidents are also people of character, so that helps to make that place the way it is. However, not everybody that works with you is a person of character. Not everybody that works with you is somebody that you want to be associated with. And a lot of times in the workplace, now we're going to jump to not only friends, but we're going to jump to associates. You have many people that can't distinguish. You know, I have the opportunity and the pleasure and honor to manage very large contracts. And I say very large, I mean in the sense of multi-million-dollar tasks. And I meet many people that, because they work together, one person will tell somebody something and the information is bogus. The information is not true. And the reason that the information is not true isn't that the person that's telling them didn't tell them the truth. They didn't tell the person they're talking to the whole truth. Okay? So because they didn't tell the person the whole truth, in reality, they lied. They lied because they didn't give the individual that they were giving information all of the information needed to make the correct decision, to make the correct choice, to take the correct action. And you get a lot of people that don't understand the difference between an associate and a friend. Okay? An associate is somebody that you work with. If you get a friend out of that association, consider yourself lucky. Most times, ladies and gentlemen, we are working a job. If you're working a job, the only reason that you two people are there is for a paycheck. You are not necessarily there for friendship. Your friend, when you're seeing this person after work, when you're dealing with this person after work, when you've been to this person's house, you know this person's family, their kids, their habits, and I'm talking about their positive habits in the sense of the things that they do that are you know, contributing to the better of everyone else, including themselves and you. If those things are not applying, if you do not have a relationship outside of your office, outside of your 8-hour day or 10-hour day if you're a supervisor or a manager, you are not friends. You are associates. You don't really care if they live or breathe. The only thing you care about is that they don't stop living or breathing while they're sitting next to you, that they don't do something to upset you during the course of your workday. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that. Please also understand that 99% of the people are not going to tell you the whole story. They're going to tell you the parts of the story that they want you to know so that you can do what? Agree with them. All right, good, bad, or indifferent. What do people want to be? 99% of the time, they want to be right. They will swim oceans, climb mountains, and all of the above to be what? Right. So those are associates, family. To me, some of the people that are not in my bloodline are more like family to me in the sense that they have my well-being, my family's well-being and health, and in better intentions in mind, at heart, in their actions, not by saying I love you because we're family, but saying I love you and showing me that you love me by your actions, okay? I have associates that have become like friends but are still associates. I have family that are probably more like associates than they will ever be like family because I don't know them. The only time, as I was telling one of my uncles, I said, the only times I see family is if somebody gets arrested, and then because I'm kind of known in the area that I live, the magistrate or in some cases the jail officer calls me and says, hey, Z, do you know a guy by the name of such and such? He says he knows you. What do you want us to do with him? All right? Now, that brings us back to another thing. Why is that person calling me? Why does that person feel that they can kind of step out of their line of duty and say, hey, let me call up Zurian and see if Zurian wants to, you know, pull this guy out so he doesn't have to spend the night in jail. You know, let me call a bondsman so that the bondsman can call Z and say, hey, what's going on, da-da-da-da-da, and maybe get this guy's car because he was driving under the influence of alcohol, not drugs. That is because I have treated these people correctly. There's a way that you treat people as an associate. There's a way you treat people as family. There's a way you treat people as friends. All right? And that's where we get into the area of trust. Ladies and gentlemen, if somebody's doing something wrong or illegal, you need to bring it to the proper authority or proper people's attention. If they're doing something and you know that they're doing something that's a bit out of line, however, they may not be aware that they're violating some particular law or some particular code or thing, you should bring it to their attention so that they can make the correction or so that they can fess up on their own and let other people know. Now, of course, if they won't do all of that, then you need to step up and then you need to get involved. But give them the chance to make amends themselves. All right? Try to go and get brownie points. Don't try to go and put something out there unless it's a zero-tolerance item. Don't try to go.
Bill O'Reilly. Going at it. People hate.